So getting back to these exon 20 insertions, can you talk a little bit more about the biology? My understanding is these are activating mutations just like exon 19, et cetera, since we haven't had drugs for them. Is that the case?
Yeah, that's exactly. The biggest challenge is structurally, they look very, very similar to the wild-type form of the EGFR. So the biggest challenge is being able to inhibit them in a tolerable way. If you remember the story with afatinib that in the lab it could inhibit T790M, but you could never get up to the doses that would do it in a person because the inhibition of the EGFR wild type, which occurred at a much lower concentration, said you could never get there. For exon 20, it's the same problem, but they're very, very close. I mean, so with afatinib, you know, you had the situation that you were having to go through EGFR wild type to get to T790M. With exon 20 and some of these drugs, they're about in equipoise. So you're always going to get some side effects. What's happening with TAK788 is, you know, you don't have to have more side effects than you have to. With poziotinib, if you like the proof of principle drug, it still had more activity against EGFR wild type than it did against exon 20. So it tended to have more in the way of side effects. Poziotinib's dose reduction rate at its recommended dose is about more than 60%. TAK788 is about 25%. And why does that matter? Because presumably it will influence not just the response rate, but the duration of response, the PFS, etc.
So in terms of benefit, is it kind of similar, a waterfall plot, duration response to what you see with the more conventional ones?
Well, it's not quite there yet. We're running about a 40 to 50% response rate, median PFS. Again, here it was influenced by the presence or absence of brain mets, but if you didn't have brain mets, it was about 8 months. So it's getting there. It's not quite the same as saying, I've got an L858R and I'm going to go on osimertinib. It's not quite that good yet. I think 788 is looking the more promising of the pack. Poziotinib, I think, has sort of definitely got people excited about the field, but lots of challenges in terms of its tolerability. And at least when they've moved it outside from MD Anderson and people are using it in the real world, its response rate seems to be dropping too.
In terms of tolerability, is it kind of like afatinib? In other words, worse than erlotinib and way worse than osimertinib type thing? Or where does it fit in?
I would say TAK788 is probably similar to afatinib. I would say poziotinib is worse than afatinib.
Hmm. And in terms of the old IPASS bar, do you think this drug is ready for first-line, or these drugs, or any of these drugs are ready for first-line therapy?
When you've got about a 40 to 50% response rate, that's kind of on the fence as to whether that's really better than first-line chemotherapy or chemoimmunotherapy.
Yeah, I've heard people talking about 60% as the bar they want to hit.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know that we're really getting there. And one of the things is, as I hinted, you know, some of these exon 20 insertions may be different. And so we think we're comparing like with like, but even if you look in the kind of, you know, the preclinical data, so for example, there's something called a D770 insertion versus a V774 insertion. One is nearly twice as sensitive as the other one. And so these things could influence that response rate. It might influence the group that you want to use these first line. At the moment, I'm tending to use them second line unless you've got a patient who, for whatever reason, you think chemo is not a good deal. But this is not a free lunch either in terms of its side effects.